Jesus, we worship you. We thank you for coming, living amongst us, dying on the cross, raising again, hallelujah, raising us to a new life in you, in Christ, so that we can live and live free forever. We thank you, Jesus, that you are the reason for this Christmas season, and we celebrate because of you. We celebrate in you. We celebrate all that you've done and all that you are in our lives. Jesus, you are the greatest gift of all. And we honor you. We love you. We worship you. If you agree with that this morning, hallelujah, say amen. Hallelujah, church. Good morning. You can greet someone this morning. Praise God. We welcome you online. Merry Christmas to you and your household. Merry Christmas, and we pray it's your best Christmas ever yet, this far, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. It's good to be with family. Glory to God. Well, praise God if it's your first time watching. If it's your first time, our website is vlfc.church. That's easy to remember, right? We're a church.church. Praise God. You could go and see all of our past sermons. And it's good because our sermons are a lot of times and most of the time from Pastor Rodney in a series. And so you could go back. You could hear the whole series again. You could hear the whole series on In Faith, our faith foundations. You can hear the whole series on healing. Jehovah Rapha, our God who heals us. Amen. Jesus is our healer. You can hear the whole series on Holy Spirit. Praise God. What would we do without the Holy Ghost in our lives? Hallelujah. He's given us power. And so we just want to encourage you, you know, go check us out online. We're on YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, Instagram with more outlets on the way. So subscribe, follow, like, and share. Sundays, doors open at 9 and pre-service prayers from 9:20 to 9:40. Thank you all who came and brought your supply. It's a powerful time of prayer. And it's good to pray together and come together in unity and harmony and learn to work with Holy Spirit and allow Him to work through us. And so that's such a blessing. Service starts at 10, so come early for coffee, fellowship. There's still some muffins over here from earlier. And we want to let you know this Wednesday, there's no Wednesday night home group and no Friday morning prayer this week. So Merry Christmas. We want you to enjoy time with your family. And like we were talking about in pre-service prayer for you here, for those watching, check with one another around you. We want to make sure nobody's by themselves at Christmas. And like we said, unless they want to be, right? They might need a break from everybody, but no, we want to be together. There's people that, you know, we just want to be aware of those around us and make sure that nobody's alone on Christmas. And so it's always good to check with our family, our church family. And also we want to thank you for all who came out ringing the Salvation Army bell this past weekend. Wow, you all were such a blessing. Yes, praise God. We have our Zayn here. He worked the most shifts. He just kept on going. And yeah, and so it's a blessing. Amen. That's right. So we do have openings for volunteers, greeters and ushers, video production, our media, our worship team. If you are interested in playing the keyboard, drums, guitar, singing, praise God, leading, dance, hallelujah. Yes, we have that as well. If you have it on your heart to lead a prayer team or a discipleship class, please come talk to us about that as we're growing and expanding. If you know, God's put things in us, and as we serve in the church, those gifts unwrap. And so then we continue on in what He's called us to do. And so we're thankful for the local church that helps to develop us to reach the people. And with all that, praise God, it's offering time. Glory to God. So this morning, if you want to turn to John chapter 3 and verse 16. John 3:16. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise God. In this Christmas season, we see in this verse right here, God gave, and he gave his best. Amen. He gave his best gift. He sowed his highest and his best seed. And with that, he's reaping many sons and daughters. Amen. We're reaping a family. And so that's even an example right now of sowing seed. He's continually reaping, and we pray he continues to reap. And praise God, in Romans 8:29 is where it says, Jesus is the firstborn among many brethren, among many brothers and sisters. So right now, also, James chapter 1 and verse 17, and you don't need to turn there. I have a couple more verses, James 1:17. You can if you want, but I'm just kind of going a little quicker. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from the Father above. We see here that our Father loves to give gifts. And so our response is in 2 Corinthians 9:15 for Jesus. It says, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Jesus, capital I, capital G. Let's all say that together. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. So family, I want to just remind you, every good gift and every perfect gift comes from God. And so as we prepare to give our tithes and our offerings today, I want us to reflect on the nature of God's generosity. You know, think about his generosity. Think about who he is. He's our Father, and we want to be like our Father. He demonstrated his boundless love by offering his son, Jesus Christ, as a sacrifice to atone for our sins. But not just to atone for our sins so that we're the righteousness of God in Christ, but there's a full buffet. Salvation in the Greek is sozo. Sozo. Can you say sozo? In the New Testament, it means more than just being saved from sin. It encompasses being saved, being healed, delivered, preserved, made whole physically, emotionally, spiritually, restoring one to divine safety and thriving. Sozo means nothing missing, nothing broken. So there's a whole package in salvation that Jesus paid for. Let's not leave anything on the shelf, right? It's not just eternally saved from hell, but we see here that it includes and it's all encompassing. So when we receive a gift from somebody, we want to enjoy the whole package, right? I thought of a couple things. One was, if you receive a toy car or a toy truck and you unwrap that and it has some wheels to assemble to it, and you just take the body of the truck and it has the doors here to assemble, and here you have the body, but the doors are over here and the wheels are over here, and you never put that together. Well, you're not really enjoying that whole gift, right? But it's all there. Another great example I thought of is somebody giving us a gift to go to Hawaii, right? An all-inclusive paid trip. So that includes the airfare, all the tickets to Hawaii. That includes the rental car. That includes the hotel. That includes all the food. It includes the excursions to go have fun, to go to the mountains, to go to the ocean, maybe take some surfing lessons, and, you know, whatever it is to go enjoy. But if somebody gives us that gift to Hawaii, and we just go to the airport, give them our plane tickets, and arrive and land in Hawaii, and we have all the other parts of the trip, but all we did is just arrive in Hawaii and, and say, wow, this is so beautiful. But we don't use our hotel. We don't use our rental car. We don't use our excursions. We don't use the food. Well, we got to Hawaii, but there's still a lot more of the gift to partake of. That's the same way it is with salvation. Let's learn to receive all that Jesus has done. Praise God. Jesus paid it all. He paid it all. Let's say that together. Jesus paid it all. And he did it not just to for us not to have results, but he did it for us to have our highest and our best life here and now. I was thinking about Psalm 23. He prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. That means that right here and now, we can live our best life. That psalm is not talking about one day when we get to heaven. There's no enemies in heaven, let me tell you. So he's wanting us to learn how to operate and live our highest and best life. And we're so thankful for that. Praise God. So when we come to him, let's give him our best. Let's give him our best. And this Christmas, as we're giving gifts and celebrating, let's remember that Jesus truly is the reason for this season. He is our greatest gift. Praise God. So as we're giving this morning, there's an offering envelope under your seat or under the seat in front of you. If you're giving by cash or card, please fill out that whole top with your address and your name. If you're giving by check, please write it to BLFC. And also, you can put your testimonies on those cards. You can put your prayer requests. Same online. Your giving information's on the screen. And please write us. Send us your testimony. Send us your prayer request. And this morning as we're giving, let's say our confession together. So say this after me. The blessing is working in us, on us, and for us. The Lord is increasing us more and more, us and our children. Seed, we speak to you. Produce a mighty harvest. We are getting our buildings, our lands, and all of our resources. We call every bill paid, every need met. We are furnished in abundance. Angels, go get our harvest and bring it to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. I also want to remind you, I didn't mention this, but there is an option giving online, or if you want to choose building fund, you can write that on the building fund, because we talked about anything additional will go towards our building fund. And so I just wanted to remind you of that as well. And I want to pray over our tithes and offering this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much for this Christmas season, that you have sent Jesus, your one and only son, so we could live free, so we could live healed, so we could live prosperous in you and in all we do. We thank you, Father, for all the blessings and the good things you're bringing to the people. Yes, our motivation for accumulation is distribution, to be a blessing to others. And I thank you, Father, you pour out blessings upon this church body, this family, during this Christmas season. We say this is our best Christmas ever yet. In Jesus' name, if you agree, say amen. Praise God. You may receive the offering.
Hallelujah. Oh, it is so good to be back in the house of the Lord together with you all. Amen, y'all. Glory to God. Yeah, it's been 3 weeks. 3 weeks. Yes, so last we spoke up, let's see, what was it, November 30th? And then I left that after church. I left and I drove out to Denver and caught a plane to L.A. and got in my hotel out there at midnight and got up the next morning and grabbed a flight to Tel Aviv and then on to the bus, on to Jerusalem. And it was about 2 full days of travel to get to Jerusalem, and had actually 5 full days there with Friends of Zion. There was about 1,100 pastors and church leaders. They said that was the largest gathering of faith leaders in the history of that nation. Amen. Praise God. And what a blessing I got to be a part of that. Amen. And so I'm just so thankful to Friends of Zion and all that. Mike Evans, there's a Friends of Zion Museum there. They've been there for decades and doing good work, doing good work. And so he is, Friends of Zion has developed a lot of relationships from Benjamin Netanyahu to the president and members of the Knesset and all over that place. And so it's just, it was a blessing to come in. And so Israel sowed into this trip, Friends of Zion sowed into this trip, you know, to facilitate this happening. But in this, we got to go visit ancient Shiloh. So there's modern Shiloh, and then there's ancient Shiloh. Ancient Shiloh, so when the children of Israel came across the Jordan, of course, we know Jericho, but then they went on and they started occupying the land. But Shiloh is where the tabernacle of meeting rested for 269 years. So on top of this mountain, they're still doing lots of archaeological digs, and they're just finding so much stuff. Of course, they were there for a long time. And so the different rooms and storehouses and things like this, really neat to see. That, and then we also got to visit the Garden Tomb. We walked the Via Dolorosa, which are the Stations of the Cross, and we ended up at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and we saw the empty tomb. Jesus wasn't there. Amen. Praise God. And you know, some of those things, and of course, just walking around Jerusalem itself, you're literally walking, and everywhere you're looking at history, you know, and it's like we think about history in the United States. It's like, yeah, you know, 100 years old, 200 years old, or 250 years old, or what have you. But it's like over here, you know, it's like, you know, okay, that's 500 years old, 1,000 years old, 2,000 years old, 3,000 years old, you know. So it's like it's really neat to kind of see some of those things. And we, you know, there's still places we just didn't have time, you know, but I would love to be able to go back to the Sea of Galilee, you know, and Bethlehem, the Church of the Nativity, which really dates back to the first century. It was rebuilt a few hundred years later, but that church is still there today from 1500 years ago. And again, and they know the spot from where Jesus was born and laid in that manger. So it's really cool. You know, so Lord willing, I would love to be able to go back, and I have it in my heart, you know, Lord willing, to be able to go back to these different places, you know, and actually teach from each one of those sites and really talk and talk you through the Bible. But what I did do this time, so I did take a lot of pictures. I took some videos. Paula was helping me back home. I was putting out some Facebook posts daily. So if you did not see those, I would encourage you to go back on our Facebook page. You can see those, Instagram. But also, I put together a YouTube video. It's a little over 2.5 hours long. So, but it's a slideshow, and then and it's in order. But also, I included videos. So like when we went to the Nova site, which was the first day that we went out, this was that Nova Music Festival where 348 people were killed by Hamas. Another 44 were taken hostage. You know, and then we visited one of the kibbutz, it's called. There's little farming communities along the Gaza border. There's a number of them. So our group was about 35 people on a bus, and there was, I don't know, 30 buses, you know, all these different groups, however many there were. And so different ones went to different kibbutzes, but we went to one in particular, I think three groups of us, and we heard from them there. So there's a video of a young lady. She's younger than us, you know, with her husband, and had a couple of young boys, you know, who were there that day. Thankfully, they were locked into their homes. Their home was shot, but they survived. Some of their neighbors did not. So just you hear from her. We also went and visited the IDF, which is the Israeli Defense Force. And then they shared with us some different things about that day. We saw some videos that were hard to watch concerning that day and that time. And we heard some from other leaders. But then we also had a lot of praise and worship services at these different stops. And so some of those are on there. So we had 1,100 of us who gathered on the southern steps of the Temple Mount having a worship service. That was really, really cool. That was awesome. And then from there, we also went around the corner to the Western Wall. you know, had a meeting there. Then we actually went to the wall itself, and then actually we were able to on another night. Our group was scheduled. We went to Western Tunnel sites, which are below that. And again, Israel is really like a layer cake. Everything has been built on top of and on top of. So if you want to visit history, you go down. And so you can keep going down 1,000, 2,000, 2,500. It's there, you know, and it's just, and again, they're still digging. They're still uncovering stuff all the time. And so so I have some of those videos and things. So I know you may not sit down all at once, but it's there for you to kind of go back if you would like to kind of follow along with Pastor Rodney. Amen. And Lord willing, there'll be more to come. Amen. In the next years. Oh, yes. Yes. After church, Pastor got you a gift. Amen. From Israel. Amen. It wasn't made in China. It was made in, it's from Israel. Amen. And so after service, stop back over here. We'll tell you more about that. Amen. But just wanted to bless you guys and just love you. If you, those of you that aren't here today, we have plenty. Amen. So everybody gets something. Amen. Glory to God. But with that, we were sharing here in a series called The Four Confessions of Faith. Amen. And we went fairly quickly through the first three, but we're going to spend a little bit more time on number four. Amen. And so our opening text for this was Romans chapter 10, verses 8 through 10. It says, "But what does it say? The word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. This is the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised him, Jesus, from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Amen. So this has been our foundation text, and so we've been looking here at believing with our heart, but now confessing with our mouth. It's not just enough to know some things. It's not just enough, well, I believe. Well, you have to say, amen. This is voice activated, amen. Your faith is not faith until it's coming out of your mouth. Amen. What you really believe, you will really say and you will really act upon. Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. Amen. If you really believe this, you really will say it. Amen. But when you say it, amen, it's the word of God, and it is God going somewhere to manifest himself. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. So with that, Father God, we come to you today, and we receive this word of faith. Lord, you said this is the word of faith which we preach. So, Lord, we receive that word of faith, and we receive eyes that see, ears that hear, and we receive the voice of the Good Shepherd speaking to each one of us, revealing truth to us, and we receive, Lord, as you reveal it, we're going to walk in it by faith. We're going to apply it. We're going to allow it to come out of our mouth and boldly confess, Jesus, you are Lord over my life. You're Lord over my body. You're Lord over my family, my finances, my community. And I receive you filling all in all today. And Lord, we thank you that you will fill every place that we give you place. And we thank you for it today. And if you agree, say amen. Praise God. So we were looking here, just going back, the four confessions. Number one was the sinner under the old covenant. So we saw this was an example, was John the Baptist, forerunner of Jesus. He's out in the wilderness preaching the baptism of repentance. Repent, repent, repent. So they were coming to him. They were confessing their sins. Amen. So they confessed sin. Amen. Now again, Jesus hadn't died on the cross yet. He hasn't been raised from the grave. He hasn't poured out his blood. So they could not be born again, but they could confess sin, get it out of their life, and then he's baptizing them in water, which signified a spiritual cleansing. All right? I'm making a decision to lay down sin, and I make a decision to follow the word of God. This is what they were doing. That was number one. The number two confession that we see in the Bible is in the New Testament, and that's what the scripture passages we just read, Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. You believe in your heart, you confess with your mouth, Jesus, you will be saved. Confession number two is confession unto salvation. Most important, amen. If you don't get anything else in this life right, get that one. Amen. Praise God. We'll get you sorted out in heaven if we have to, but we want to get sorted out now. Amen. We're supposed to have some heaven now. Amen. We're supposed to be living in days of heaven on earth now. Yeah. Amen. Again, this is not a someday gospel. This is a right now. This belongs to me. This is who I am. This is what I have. This is what I can do now that I'm in Christ. Thank you very much. Amen. I'm going to have me some. Glory to God. And then the third confession, amen, is the confession of sin for the believer. So, again, once you got saved, you realize you still got flesh. Amen. We still make mistakes. We still stumble. You may backslide. You may this and that. So we looked at that over in 1 John 1, and four times we saw it mentioned in verses 3 through 9 there, the word fellowship. Confession of sin was not because I've lost my salvation because I slipped. I'm confessing sin before God so that I can get in right fellowship. My relationship is intact. It's my fellowship. And when my fellowship, and when I've got sin in my life and I won't repent, I won't change, I won't forgive, well, what happens? You cut yourself off from the life and the power of God from operating in your life. You cut yourself off from getting answers to prayers. Faith works by love. God is love. I can't be in offense with my sister, with my brother, amen, and expect faith to work. It can't work. Faith works by love. God is love. Amen. Hallelujah. And Romans 5:5 says the love of God has been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit. So there's no excuse. You have all the love you need to love as God loves because he's poured out his love into you and I. Now we need to develop in that love. Amen. But the love of God is in us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But here, number four. Amen. The believer's confession of faith. So you received your salvation. Glory to God. Amen. If you made a mistake, well, we run boldly to the throne of grace. We confess it. We get out of our life and we just keep on running with Jesus. Amen. And but now comes this point where the believer's confession of faith. And again, this comes back to this is who I am. This is what I have. This is what I can do now that I'm in Christ. Amen. I want to live in victory. Praise be to God. This is not in our notes, but let's just turn over there right quick. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. 2 Corinthians 2, 14 says, now, thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. And, if that wasn't enough, and through us, say through me, diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. You have the victory in Christ Jesus, but now thanks. Now. Right now. It's always now. Faith is always now. Now, thanks be to God who always leads me in triumph. What do you need triumph today? Do you need triumph in your body? Do you need triumph in your finances? Do you need triumph in your home and your family? Now, thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in this body. Who always causes me to triumph in my finances? Who always causes me to triumph in my home? Always. Is healing always God's will? Is he leading you in sickness and disease? Is he leading you in fear? Is he leading you in poverty and lack? Is he leading you to a broken home, a broken marriage? No. Thanks be to God. Now thanks be to God who always causes me. He leads me. He's leading me in triumph. How's he doing it? Through his word. Amen. Through his word. Everything is through the word of God. Number one core value in our lives and in this church, the word of God is the first. And it's the final authority. Amen. It's the Alpha and it's the Omega. Amen. Praise God. There's nothing else to consider. I could consider my body. I could consider circumstances, but I choose to consider one thing, the word of God. It's the first, it's final. If God said he's leading me in victory, if he says by his stripes I'm healed, if he says you confess out of your mouth, believe in your heart, Jesus says, Lord, you will be saved, that settles it. Amen. I don't have to understand and figure out all the quantum mechanics of how that works. Amen. My head does not have to understand. Amen. I don't have to believe with my head. My believing is in my heart, my spirit man. Amen. Glory to God. And faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So if I've got the word of God, I've got the faith of God. And if I've got the faith of God, my mouth's going to speak it and God's going to do it. Amen. That's just how it works. Amen. Glory to God. So what is confession? I want to look at this today, a few things with you. The title of today's message is Confession, the Voice of Faith. The Voice of Faith. What is confession? The Greek definition of confession is homologio. Homologio, which is where we, homo really means the same thing. Logio is speaking of words, a compound word, but putting it together, it means to come to the same conclusion by verbally saying the same thing, to be in full agreement, to align with, or to give your endorsement. Yeah, I'll co-sign with that. I come into full agreement. So again, you and I come to an agreement. We come to an understanding, and it's not just a superficial thing. There's a depth to it that says, I understand it the way you understand it. I see this the way that you see it. I come into a full harmony, and I agree with you. So when you said, by your stripes, Jesus, I was healed, amen. I receive in Christ Jesus, this body is healed. Amen. When you said that I will know the truth and the truth will set me free, I'm free. Amen. Glory to God, because in Christ, amen, Christ is not in bondage to anything. He's already overcome. That's right. Amen. Praise God. And so we overcome. We overcome. Amen. We overcome. Glory to God, because he's already overcome. And so again, Revelation 12, 11 says, we or they overcame how? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. They had to say it. It's not just to know what the blood has accomplished. You've got to verbally harmonize, homologio, agree and say the exact same thing, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Don't let anything else ever come out of your mouth. Amen. Jesus is Lord. Glory to God. Looking at confession in Webster's dictionary, it means to acknowledge, means acknowledgement or affirmation or admission. It's an acknowledgement, a declaration. It means to acknowledge faith in or to own up to, especially of one's faults, misdeeds, or crimes. Amen. So again, confession is to acknowledge, but it's also to declare it. I acknowledge that's right, but I've got to verbally open up my mouth and declare it so. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. Christianity is called the Great Confession. Amen. The Great Confession. Believe in your heart, say with your mouth, period. It's not the great climb this mountain, swim this ocean. No, no, no. Believe in your heart, say with your mouth, Jesus, what you did was more than enough. I don't need to add to it. I don't need to take away from it. Jesus is enough. He's all that is required. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Christianity is the Great Confession. Our confession is a declaration of what we know in our hearts to be the truth. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15:34 says, awake to righteousness and sin not. Thank you, Lord. Too many times, people get caught up on the negative side of confession. I grew up in a denomination. We were very sin conscious. Very, 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 very sin conscious. We were aware, and this was preached. You're missing it. You've come short of the glory of God. You've come short of the glory of God. You've come short. Well, yeah, but I got saved. Amen. Well, you unworthy old sinner. Yeah, but I got saved. I was an unworthy old sinner. I'm not an unworthy old sinner. I'm not a worm in the dust. These are things, you know. No. That's not who I am now. I was, but I got saved, and I became a new creation in Christ. Old things passed away. Behold, all things have become fresh and new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Amen. Here's the thing. If I don't renew my mind to the new creation realities, all I'm going to do when I read the Word of God is see how I'm coming short. I'm falling short. I missed it. I've shared this with you in times past. Years ago, my heart, I wanted to do right, and I'm trying to live right, but I haven't learned some of these things yet. So I think I've shared it. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8 goes through love. Amen. Love is patient. Love is kind, right? So I took that off, and I printed it, and I put it on my bathroom mirror. Amen. And every day, every morning, every night, I'm looking at it. I'm reading over, and I put my hand on it. Rodney is patient. Rodney is kind, you know. But then I would go from there, and I would quickly see in my day how I'm not patient. I'm not kind. I'm falling short. And then I'm coming home, and I'm looking at it, and I'm in condemnation. I'm in condemnation because I'm trying in my flesh to measure up to the standard of the Word of God. And the Word in this case is judging me as being unworthy, unrighteous. You know, good, you dirty thing. You know, you missed it all day long, right? And finally, this went on, I don't know, a year or so. Finally, one day, I just ripped it off the mirror, watered up, threw it in the trash. I couldn't stand it anymore. I mean, it was condemnation to me. It's not supposed to be that way. First off, that's God speaking to me. Rodney, I love you unconditionally. Rodney, I'm patient with you. I'm kind with you. I first have to receive his love for me. I had not done that. I'm just trying to live according to a code, according to a standard, and the standard is judging me, and it's condemning me, right? But I'm already been made the righteousness of God in Christ. Amen. I am free. I am free. I am loved. Amen. And now when I've turned this around over the years, and it's like, no. When I read this, I first read it. This is God speaking to me. Amen. Now, if there's somewhere I've missed the mark, I run to the throne of grace, not the throne of, I'm going to hit you over the head because you missed it, right? I confess, Lord, I did miss it in this area, and I forever repent. Amen. I repent. I change my ways. I change my attitude. But now here's the other part. I receive my forgiveness.
Yeah. Yes,
too. I receive the peace of God. I receive the rest of God. Amen. And now I receive the grace, amen, to empower me to rise above that situation. Amen. Don't just run from that place. Stay there in the throne. Again, Hebrews 4:16, let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy for our failures and find grace to help us in time for every need. So again, it's not just enough to confess sin. I've got to receive my grace. I've got to receive my forgiveness. But now I need to confess. Oh, again, awaken under righteousness and sin not. Awaken under righteousness and sin not. Well, you know, I again, confessing sin will make you sin conscious and keep you in this loop. I lived in that loop. I know what that feels like. But when I awaken under righteousness, when I awaken under the fact I am loved, I am righteous, I am forgiven, I am free, guess what? I don't struggle with that anymore. Amen. I live free. Glory to God. But now, again, we're talking about confession. I need to not just confess the sin, which is a moment. I need to continually confess this is who I am in Christ. I am the righteousness of God. His blood has cleansed me from all unrighteousness. There's not one thing in me that the blood has not cleansed. Amen. Glory to God. Again, we're going to go wherever you focus. Repentance is truly meant to be momentary. Amen. Hallelujah. But we are to awaken unto our righteous position in Christ. Amen. That is eternal. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The place of confession. Again, talking about this, many Christians only emphasize that negative side, confessing sin, weakness, and failure, and it builds a sin consciousness that keeps them in defeat. They're just living out this loop, living out this loop. And at some point, a lot of times what happens is they throw in the towel, stop going to church, stop reading their Bibles, and just go back to the sin life. Hey, man, they can go to the bar. The people at the bar won't judge you, right? You know, we can all have a drink together, get drunk together, get high together, and, you know, it's all okay. Amen. No. It's not to be that way. Amen. We're not to be sin conscious. We're to be righteousness consciousness. We're to know the truth, and that truth will set us free. Amen. And there's nothing like being free. I'm here to tell you, I've lived in bold, and there's nothing like living in freedom, living in peace. I have got peace in my soul that reigns morning, noon, and night. I wake up and I go to bed. I've got peace like a river in my soul. Amen. Glory to God. So again, there's a positive side to confession, and the Bible has so much more to say about the positive side of your confession than it does about this momentary negative side. Amen. Confess it. Amen. A simple way to remember this: admit it, quit it, forget it, and move on. To be that fast. I'm not supposed to dwell and live in this realm of spending half the day beating myself up. No, admit it, quit it, forget it, move on. The word says in Hebrews 8:12, as far he remembers your sin and lawless deeds no more. He doesn't remember it. If God the Father does not remember your sin, what business do I have wallowing in it? I do not. Get rid of it. Amen. Move on. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. So again, there's five areas specifically that I identified that we are to confess. And these five confessions give us the framework for our confessions of faith. Now, I'm going to just highlight these, and we'll touch on some of them today. And I put scripture references for these. But number one, salvation accomplished. What God has done for us through Christ in the plan of salvation. So again, these are things that we're to be confessing over our lives. I'm not confessing all of my mistakes. I'm confessing this, what salvation has accomplished for me right now in Christ. The second thing I'm supposed to be confessing is the new birth experienced. And this is what God has done in me by the word of God and the Holy Spirit in the new birth and the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thirdly, identity secured. Who I am to God the Father in Christ Jesus. Amen. I am a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Stop declaring the other stuff. Declare this. Speak this. I'm going to awake to this truth, and I'm going to go where I focus. Amen. This will cause me to live a holy life. This will cause me to rise above the situations and the circumstances. This will cause me to live healed and whole and free. Amen. Four is intercession ongoing. What Jesus is presently doing for me at the right hand of the Father, where it says he ever lives. to make intercession for us. Amen. He is our high priest. The Bible tells us he's the high priest of our confession. Now, what's the job of a high priest? It's really, to simplify it, it's an administrator, an intermediary between God and man. He's to take the things of heaven, the things of the kingdom of God, and he's to reveal it, transmit it, and disclose it unto me. Amen? He's the high priest of my confession. My confession. Whatever I say that God has given me to say in his word, he's the high priest. He's the administrator of that blessing. By his stripes, I was healed. He receives up heaven and reveals it unto me. My God meets all of my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He's the high priest of that confession, and he administers that blessing back to me. Whatever it is, out of the abundance of your mouth, he is there to watch over and perform that word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Number four, mission empowered. Amen. We are to continually be confessing what God accomplishes through us as we declare his word. Continually. So again, he's called us to be ambassadors of Christ. We've all been given the great commission. Go ye into all the world. Preach the gospel to every creature. You encounter the devil, you cast him out in my name. You see the sick, you lay hands on them in my name, they shall recover. Amen. Hallelujah. Be continually confessing, God, this is what you're doing through me. Amen. Hallelujah. And when you continually declare this, amen, when you by the eye of faith see yourself going. And now again, you're not necessarily called to go to the ends of the earth. You know, but we're all called to that, you know, my neighbor here, my neighbor there. We go here, we go there. Amen. We're all called, amen, to the mission, a mission field of some kind. Everybody has a mission field. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. See yourself by the eye of faith and start speaking. Lord, I want to thank you today that I have those divine appointments, divine connections. Lord, that even as I'm going to the grocery store, to the post office, to these places, or you know what, maybe I didn't have plans to go anywhere, but Lord, if you show me that I just need to go walk through Safeway today, you know, and you're going to highlight somebody, you know, wearing red pants and a blue top, you know, I'll go speak to them about Jesus or whatever you reveal to me to do. He'll show you those things. He'll show you those things. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. Again, continually be declaring, amen, what God is endeavoring to accomplish through us, through his word. Amen. Praise God. And I want to highlight some of these today. One is to confess who we are in Christ. Again, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, amen, are you in Christ? Is Christ in you? Yes. Amen. Then he or she is a new creation. Say, I am a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So again, I was an old sinner, but I believed in my heart. I confessed with my mouth, Jesus is Lord. I have been born again, and I am eternally saved. I'm eternally a new creation in Christ. Amen. I'm not what I used to be. I'm not who I used to be. I don't live according to the old standard. I've got new programming on the inside of me. I've got kingdom's program. Amen. I've got heaven, the kingdom of heaven resident on the inside of me. Amen. I've got the greater one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ha, ha, ha. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians 2:10, Amplified Classic says, for we are God's own handiwork. An angel didn't build you. Angels didn't design you. God himself. Each and every one of you, God himself, hallelujah, God's own handiwork, his workmanship recreated in Christ Jesus. born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged, say prearranged, and made ready for us to live. God knew every person was going to say yes. Yes. Ephesians chapter 1. Hallelujah. I want us to put our eyes on this right quick. Ephesians chapter 1. Hallelujah to Jesus. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has, past tense, has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him or in Christ before the foundation of the world. God saw through time. God does not live in time. He lives outside of time. He created time. All right. God pre-existed all things, and he's already out there in your future. God saw through time, and he saw who's going to say yes. Kimberly, he knew you at some point in your life was going to respond to the gospel and say, Jesus, here am I. Take my life. Do something wonderful with it, all for your glory. He knew that. He says, because I knew you say yes and you respond to me, I choose you. You chose me, I choose you. Now, I'm called everybody. Amen. He says in 1 Timothy 2:4, I desire all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. But there's a far more saying no than there are saying yes. But he knows who's going to say yes. And he says, for those of you that say yes, I prearranged the path for your life. Now, you may have spent the first 30, 40, 50 years walking according to the flesh, even though you may or may not have been born again. But he says, I know when you're going to respond. And he says, I know if you'll come to me today in faith and say, Lord, here am I, use me. He's got a plan for that moment. He's got a plan for the day. I may have missed it a million different ways, a million different times, but he knows. Amen. And you can respond to him today in faith, and he can make the rest of your day the most wonderful day you've ever experienced in your life. Amen. And then you can miss it for the next year. And then you can wake up one day and say, you know what, Lord, here am I, use me today. And it can be the most wonderful day you've ever experienced. Amen. All he needs is your yes. You don't have to be super qualified and have all of these amazing abilities. He's got all the qualifications. He's got all of the power. He's got all of the abilities. He just needs someone to say yes. Here am I, Lord, use me. Amen. Glory to God. You can read back through the Bible and you can see time and time again. He took nobodies and turned them into some somebodies. Amen. Because they would respond in faith. That's all he needs. All he needs is your yes. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Confess who we are in Christ. Amen. He has a good plan for my life. Amen. So daily we're to declare the new creation realities. I mean, again, it's not just enough to know it. It's not just enough to be aware of it. I've got to say it. When I say it, that's when the faith of God is activated and it's manifesting strength in my life. Amen. The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I fear? Amen. Aha. Thank you, Lord. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Glory to God. I'm more than enough. More than enough. Huh. Devil, who do you think you are? Greater is he who is in me. More than enough. Amen. I'm more than a conqueror in Christ. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Again, you go where you focus, speak truth, and you will walk in it. When you wake in the morning, start declaring over your day. Start speaking victory over your day. Speak it over your family. Speak it over your home, your household. Speak it over this body. Body, you are strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. You're full of life, full of vim, vigor, and vitality. Amen. I am healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Every part of my body responds to the word of God, whose I am and whom I serve. I am healed by his stripes. And I just want to thank God today. Hallelujah to Jesus. Speak it. You've got to speak it. Amen. As you speak it, God is there to do it. He's there to manifest it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your words carry power. Amen. Your words carry power. Amen. When you speak God's word, they carry God's power. Selah. Think on that. When I speak God's word, it carries God's power. His word is his power. Hebrews 1:3 says he is upholding all things by the word of his power. He's upholding you. He's upholding your body. He's upholding all things. When I will homologio, when I will say the same thing, when I will fully acknowledge, I'm healed by his stripes. The days of sickness and disease, weakness and pain ruling over your body are done. They're done. They have nothing to operate. They have nothing to work with. You cancel those things. Jesus said, Luke 10:19, behold, I give you power. I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing, no thing, any means, it shall not hurt you. Why? Because you didn't give it any place. You didn't license it with your confession. Instead, you spoke what God said. Amen. And now we got God results. All God gets God results every time. Amen. That's what it's designed to do. That's how it works. This is a spiritual law. This is a spiritual law. Amen. This is how the kingdom of God operates here in the earth. And it's going to operate that way throughout eternity. Amen. God says it. I homologio. I say it. It works. Amen. Father and Son working together. Again, we say it all the time. This goes right back to the original intent in the garden. God would form an animal. He brought it to Adam, whatever Adam called it. That's what it became. Adam was created a speaking spirit, just like God, with dominion and authority that God has delegated to the man in the earth. Amen. His words carry that kind of authority, that kind of creative power, just like God. Jesus, the second Adam, the Bible calls him, modeled the exact same thing. He says, it's not me. This doesn't work because I'm Jesus. It's not me who's doing it. It's the Father dwelling in me. He does the work. And here's how it works. I only say what I hear him say. I only do what I see him do. It's not me. It's the word of God that I'm speaking. And as I speak that word, peace, be still, it's the Father's word who is manifesting the peace. Amen. Hallelujah. When he blessed the bread, the loaves and the fishes, the word he spoke over that bread, over those fishes, is what caused that bread and fish to multiply. It didn't multiply just because he's Jesus and said, oh, no, no, no. He didn't think it. He didn't just lay hands on it. He spoke blessing. He spoke words of increase over that. And that's what caused it to multiply. Amen. But these are words he did not speak on his own authority. He heard them from God. You and I are to be hearing from God every day. Amen. He's telling you what to say over your life. He's telling you what to say over your families. Amen. And next week, I'm going to have printouts for everybody. We have a Bible reading plan. We're going to read through the Bible together in 2026. Amen. So it's coming next week. I'm going to have those hot off the press for you. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the word of faith. Amen. Which we are to declare, in whom we have redemption. Again, declare in whom we have redemption. Ephesians 1:7-8 says, in him we have. Past tense. When you read through Ephesians 1, it's a beautiful chapter. You're going to see this over and over. Have, everything's past tense. Everything's past tense from be, before the foundations of the earth, it's already yours. God already gave it to you in Christ before the foundations of the earth. Again, not someday, in the sweet by and by, right now. It belongs to you before the heavens and the earth were created. God already saw you. He already knew you. He already chose you. He already gave it to you. All you got to do is believe it in your heart. A homologio, confess it out of your mouth. It will become true to you. It is truth, but it will become true in your life when you homologio with it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Word of God is alive. It's active. The Word of God. The Word of God. Hebrews 4:12. The Word of God is alive and active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's able to pierce right down to the marrow of your bones. Concerning healing, if there's something in your body that does not belong, one edge will cut it out. The other, the sword of the Spirit, that Word of God will go in and minister creative miracle healing in your body. It's the Word of God. It's living. It's alive. It's active. It's ready to go to work. Just say it. Say it. Amen. Say it. Glory to God, in whom we have redemption. Again, in Him we have redemption through His blood and the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace, which He lavished on us in all wisdom and insight. So again, in Him we have. We have it. It's mine right now. Amen. So again, it says in Him we have redemption through His blood. Redemption simply means this, that Satan's dominion over my life was broken when I chose to make Jesus Christ my Lord and Savior. I was an old sinner. I was serving Satan. He was my God. I was headed for a devil's hell. But Jesus came into my life. In a moment of time, I was moved out of that kingdom and I was placed in the kingdom of God. Amen. I was in bondage to the devil, but now I'm free in Christ. Amen. Now it's time to awaken unto this freedom and to live free. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Looking at this, Colossians 1, 13-14 says, He has, there it is, past tense, He has delivered us from the power of darkness. Again, this just keeps coming up, power of darkness. Do you reckon that sickness and disease, poverty and lack and ungodly, soul ties and addictions, power of darkness, right? We can all agree that's power of darkness. Darkness has power. I have been delivered from it. I have been delivered from it. Child of God, you have been delivered from it. You're free. You're free. Awaken unto freedom and live free. Just the same as we awaken unto righteousness and sin not, awaken unto blessing and live free of the curse. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and has transferred us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom or in Christ we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. Amen. Glory to God. So again, I was an old sinner, but I got saved. And there's not one thing in you, spirit, soul, or body, that the blood of Christ has not cleansed and set you free from. Now awaken unto your freedom and live free. Amen. Declare it. Declare it. I'm reminded of a pastor sharing this. He had a young man come to him. You know, he's saved and he's endeavoring to serve the Lord, you know, but he's smoking and he's a chain smoker and he wants to be free. So he asked him, Pastor, can you help me? Can you pray? Pastor heard from the Lord and shared this with him and said, hey, will you do what I tell you to do? He said, well, what is it? And so they went back and forth a couple of times. He said, and finally the young man said, yes, just tell me, what is it? He says, every time you light a cigarette, every time you take a puff, every time you think about it, he says, I want you to say this. Thank you, Jesus, for setting me free from cigarettes. What? But I'll be smoking. Yeah, I know it. But every time you take a puff, thank you, Jesus, for setting me free from cigarettes. And he said, finally, you know, said, all right, I'll do it. And so the young man went on. He's smoking his cigarettes and thank you, Jesus, for setting me free. And just a few days later, the young man he came back and he shared the testimony with Pastor. He was on the street corner and he's smoking his cigarette. And all of a sudden he had an awakening. He threw the cigarette down. I'm free. I'm free. And he come back and then he's still free. And he's been free. He had an awakening. Why? He rose to the level of his confession of of his freedom in Christ Jesus. He didn't have to struggle throwing away cigarettes. He didn't go back and forth in these withdrawals and nicotine patches. And, you know, if that's what's going to, you know, that's fine. But he got free. Amen. Glory to God. You can get free the exact same way of anything. Amen. Healing in your body can come the exact same way. You prayed, you believe you received your heal. Your body's telling you something else. Pain is telling you something else. But Lord Jesus, I believe I received by your stripes, I was healed. And Lord, I know this to be true. I know that is truth. I know it's your will for me to be healed. Amen. Now, I confess and I declare the same thing. And Lord, I want to thank you today. It's so good to be healed. It's so good to be free. It's so good to be righteous in the eyes of God. Amen. As often as a thought comes, as often as an addiction would come, declare the victory. Amen. Lord, I want to thank you for setting me free. Hallelujah. That's all? That's it?
That's good.
How did you get saved? Did you have to climb a mountain? Did you have to swim the sea? Did you have to give $1 million? No, you didn't have to do anything. Believe in your heart on the finished works of Jesus Christ regarding the salvation of your spirit, man, you'll be saved. You get healed the same way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, in whom we have redemption. Glory to God, I've been redeemed from the curse. Galatians 3:13-14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law by being made a curse for us. That is, as it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So again, in Christ Jesus, there's no curse. Again, I'm thinking back again, y'all. I know I've told y'all in the past, but I worked on in prayer ministry as a minister, as a team lead, and later as a supervisor for 10 years. And over those period of times, I prayed with and ministered to thousands of people. And I would hear this come up a number of times, generational curses. Well, you know, I've got generational curses in my family. You know, I'm like, well, sister, are you saved? Is Jesus your Lord? Well, yeah. Well, what's you talking about then? What curse are you talking about? Who are you? See, again, they're identifying with their flesh. I'm talking about your spirit, man, the real you. As long as you keep confessing and agreeing with the natural side of your body, the natural side of your soul, well, yeah, it could be true that mama and daddy and grandmother and grandfather and going back, you know, we had this and there was that. But what you talking about? I'm a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I know the truth and I'm free. I know I'm healed by his stripes. Again, you're going to go wherever you focus. As long as you're identifying with flesh, amen, you're going to stay trapped and in bondage to your flesh. But if I will identify in truth of who I am in Christ, this will now become my reality. homologio within Christ, in him, in whom, homologio with the blessing, and I've been redeemed from the curse. There's no curse in me. Are you kidding? That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous to my thinking. Sickness and disease on me, if it touches me, it dies. It has no right to live. I don't give it any place. You will not get me to say, oh, my knee pain. Oh. You may have something going on in your body, but that's not mine. I know where it came from. Amen. And I know what I know the price that Christ paid for me to be healed. I don't have any business lying and calling pain mine. No, I'm healed. Lord, I just want to thank you today. I receive healing in my knees. I receive healing in my joints. I receive healing in my mind. I receive healing in my soul. Amen. This is what I'm going to say. This is what I'm going to speak. Amen. Nothing else. Nothing else. Glory to God. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. Referring to the law, the law refers to the first five books of the Bible, which are also called the Pentateuch. When you study these out, you'll find that the curse of the law is threefold. The curse of the law is threefold. Number one is poverty. Number two is sickness. And third is the second death. All right. The curse of the law, when you go to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, there's 68 verses in that chapter. The first 14 verses deal with the blessing. This is the blessing, all right? The next 15 through 68 deal with the curse. When you read through, and again, it's good to go read that curse, and it's some bad stuff in there, but it's good to go read through it just to know this is what I'm redeemed from. This, when I read this, that's not mine. That's not mine. That's not mine. That's not mine. If I see any of this trying to show up in my life, I'm redeemed from that in the name of Jesus. Get behind me, Satan. It's written. Amen. He is my healer. He's my redeemer. He's my deliverer. Amen. Hallelujah. Declare the word in the, thank you, Jesus. Christ has redeemed us from the curse, and in Christ we now live in the blessing. Now, our part is that we must renew our minds to the truth and speak the truth over every situation and allow the word of the Lord to work for us and live in the victory that he has already won. Praise God. Now, I have here in our notes some more about the blessing. I'll let you read through that during the week. Amen. But in closing, amen. Again, Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10 reminds us that salvation itself begins with confessing, believing in the heart and declaring with the mouth. That's just the beginning. Amen. That's just the beginning. The same principle governs every promise, every truth of the word of God, healing, peace, deliverance, provision. They're all received by faith and activated by our confession. Amen. Your victory is in your mouth. Amen. Glory to God. He said it again, Romans 10:8, the word of God is near you in your heart, in your mouth. This is the word of faith. Amen. Glory to God. When the word of God fills your heart, it will flow from your lips. And when it flows from your lips, the mountains will move, the enemies will flee, and the light of Christ will shine brightly through you, that city on a hill which we are called to be, ensigns and examples, amen, of covenant kingdom citizens here in the earth. Amen. When they see you, they're supposed to recognize and see something different about your life, not in how you combed your hair this morning. Amen. No. But the glory of the Lord. Amen. The blessing of the Lord on your life is to be tangible. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So let's all stand. We're going to declare this together. Amen. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Paula, would you come on up, please? If you have never confessed Jesus as Lord, today's your day. Amen. Not just, and again, we receive him as the salvation of our eternal spirit, man, which is most important. Amen. But we confess him Lord over my life. over every aspect of it, every part of it, to fill all in all. And so I wrote this together in our notes, and let's all just declare this together. Father, we thank you.
Thank you.
For the power of your word.
For the power
of your word. We confess with our mouth.
We confess with our mouth.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
And we believe in our hearts.
And we believe in our hearts.
That you raised him from the dead.
That you raised him from the dead.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
We receive the gift.
We receive the gift
of salvation,
forgiveness,
and our new life in Christ.
In Christ.
Jesus, you are Lord over our hearts.
You are Lord over our hearts.
Our home. Our church.
Our community.
And my future. And by this confession, I walk in victory. In freedom. And in the light of your truth. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we believe, according to the word of God, that if you pray that prayer for the first time, you are saved. You are eternally in the kingdom of God. Amen. But again, continue to declare Jesus is Lord over every aspect Amen. Of your life. And as you declare the truth concerning the situation, circumstances, finances, homes, your body, you are inviting and allowing the word of God to manifest itself in those areas. Speak the word only. Amen.
Amen.
Now, next Sunday, we're going to meet back here. Amen. And we're going to continue on. I've already wrote next Sunday, and we're talking about confession, but we're going to go another step. Amen. And this next step's really going to help us, amen, to go to a deeper place, amen, to bring it on home, so to speak. Amen. Praise God. But in the meantime, know this, God loves you. We love you. And in him, we are living in victory.